Recorded Books presents George Washington's Spectacular Spectacles, The Glasses That Saved America. Written by Celine Castrovilla, illustrated by Jen Harney. Read by L.J. Ganser. March, 1783, Newburgh, New York. George Washington had to wear glasses. It was a secret. He hid them in his pocket and never showed anyone. It was too embarrassing. He worried. Glasses made him look odd. He feared. Glasses made him look weak. He frowned. Glasses made his nose look big. When the commander-in-chief needed to read paperwork from Congress, and there was lots of it, he slammed his office door shut. Slam! This happened often. Everyone thought George was grouchy. But this day, it was the army officers who were grouchy. They were mad at Congress, who had not paid them for fighting in the war, not $1 in years. They worried the war was ending. They feared Congress would never pay them. They frowned. How could they face their families? The officers came up with a plan. It was a secret. They would storm into Congress and demand their money, or else. George found out just in time. He had not seen this coming. How could he stop them? He slammed his door, put on his glasses, and wrote orders to his officers. Slam! Gentlemen, I know what you are up to. Take a few days to think about what you are doing. Meet next Saturday instead of today, and I will respect your decision. George Washington. He wouldn't respect a decision to attack the government they had fought so hard to protect. Not ever. But bluffing was a tried-and-true tactic for George, and right now it was the only one he had. He snatched off his glasses, flung open his door, and tossed the orders to his aide. Could they sway the officers? Not really. The officers agreed to obey the orders and meet on Saturday, but their minds were set. George slammed his door, put on his glasses, and wrote to a member of Congress. Dear Congressman, would you explain to my officers why they have not been paid and when they will be? Thanks. George Washington. George prayed the congressman would reply. The congressman did reply. George slammed his door closed, put his glasses on, and read the letter. Dear officers, we, the members of Congress, are so sorry, but we ran out of money. We will pay you as soon as we get more cash. Promise. Thank you for your service. George smiled. The letter was just what he needed to calm the officers. But his smile soon vanished when he realized he couldn't read it to his men without his glasses. George decided to deliver a speech. Everyone loved his speeches. This could work. This would work. He stuffed the congressman's letter into his pocket and started writing his speech. It was an important one, an epic speech written in big, bold letters. On Saturday, George crashed the officers' meeting just as they were voting to stick to their plan. He strode to the front of the group and stared into their startled faces. Could he have a moment of their time? Even though the officers were worried and fearful about their future, and even though they frowned at this interruption, they could not refuse their commander this simple request. George took his important epic speech from his pocket. He reminded the men of all they had been through.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?